somebody's saying, get back, get back.
Good Tanya's from Hello Love and Udis Jania. New music from Calexico was Under the Wheels. We heard from Angel Olsen, classic Van Morrison from Tupelo Honey with Moonshine Whiskey, and another track from Brandi Carlile's new disc, Gotta Start It Out. It is 8:28. It is the Morning Line program. And good morning. My name's Danny Preston. Looks like the snow has stopped here in East Anchorage. Finally, we've got most of the cloudy skies in the forecast this afternoon and tonight, and maybe some sunshine for tomorrow, so that'll be nice. 33 degrees out, 90.3 KMBA, keeping you in tune with our community, and it is a pleasure to welcome back our friend, the Public Affairs and Partnership Staff Officer from Chugach National Forest, Alicia King. Hi.
Good morning, Danny.
I almost have to take a breath in between before I finish up your title.
It's a long title, but I'll tell you, it's a ton of fun work.
Okay. So we're just finishing up some snow in the morning here. March is almost over. Summer is coming up.
We are so looking forward to summer.
What's coming up this year?
So we have lots of exciting things going on, of course. One of the things I want to kind of focus on this morning is the Iditarod Historic Trail.
Well, it's got an anniversary, right?
So 40th. So this year, the Iditarod National Historic Trail is celebrating 40 years, and we are celebrating with a bunch of partners and really focusing on the Chugach National Forest portion of the trail. We've got about 184 miles of trail within the Chugach National Forest. Some of that's not very connected. We need some bridges over some of the trails. And then we also need to kind of refurbish and reinvigorate some of those trails.
Now, everybody pretty much knows what the Iditarod Trail is from the Iditarod Trail sled dog race, certainly. But there's a merging here. What was the original trail that is now the historical trail?
So the original trail that is now the historic...
What was the original trail that is now the historical trail?
So the original trail that is now the historic is the trail from Seward to Nome. And so over thousands of miles of that trail, some of it's managed, administered by the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management. And then there are portions throughout that distance that are on various parts of land. Some of it's a little bit of it's in Girdwood, some of it's on our forest, and then some of it's on state park land.
So is this like a summer-long project, this refurbishment?
We are looking into the future, not only this summer, but we want to kind of start it off with Public Lands Day in June and really engage our communities around the historic trail, thinking about how do we get volunteers and people engaged in helping us restore parts of that trail. So it takes more than just us. It's going to take a community effort. So getting folks out there to really help us and work with us to make the trail what it really could be.
Okay. Now, I imagine you say you've got some partnerships together, of course, and I'm sure you wouldn't turn it down any other big partnerships. But how about like Joe Schmo disc jockey? I mean, what can I do? What can my cohorts, myself, do to get involved?
Well, some of the great things that we have coming up is with our partnerships. So Alaska Trails is one of our partners in this endeavor. And they'll be helping to coordinate volunteers. So we'll be putting posts out to let people know how they can come and volunteer. We'll have volunteer days. And we want to make sure this is kind of a regular thing so that you can participate on a regular basis. So we'll be posting things on our website, and we'll be coordinating with our partners. And so I would advise you to look at our website and look at Alaska Trails' website for upcoming opportunities to get out there and work on the trail.
So if hiking the trail from Seward, at least up north a ways, I mean, how many there are short hikes? Or, I mean, I'm sure you can hike all the way to Nome from Seward if you really had a lot of energy. But there's some nice shorter hikes, aren't there?
Yes. So we're if you look at the Southern Trek, which is our trek kind of managed on our Chugach National Forest, we have Johnson Pass north and south. So you can enter at any point, you know, north and south on Johnson Pass, and those are nice day hikes. And then the Trail of Blue Ice, and that's accessible in the Bagage Bogs Visitor Center area. So the Trail of Blue Ice is part of the trail. Easy, short, easy places to park, nice picnic and camping areas around there as well. So you can just, you know, take a day hike or make it a weekend thing if you wanted to. And then in the Portage Pass area, there's day trails. And then also Winter Creek offers some nice little short, you know, easy in, easy out.
Okay. So now I got to have the nuts and bolts. What am I going to do? Be handed a shovel or an axe or...
So maybe it kind of depends on what we're working on. So as we look at, you know, trail brushing is needed, invasive species removal is needed, trimming back
things. Does that mean
fishing? Well, you could probably go fishing in some areas, but when we're working, I think we're going to be working on the trail, and then maybe people will go and do fishing or picnicking or whatever.
I just think of the invasive species of fish. Be watching out for those. Okay, now, the information is going to be on the website. It is not yet?
We're still formulating the things that we're going to do. You can certainly go to our website and find information out about the national trail, the Iditarod National Historic Trail, and the partnership that we're forming. So one of our partners is the Iditarod Historic Trail Alliance. They'll have information on their website, and there is currently information on their website to, you know, to keep looking out for. And then the Alaska Trails, Alaska Trail Stewards, one of our other partners, has information. You can always sign in there to get more information and be alerted to what opportunities for volunteer trail work are going to happen.
Like they'll email you or text you or something?
You could always do that, of course.
Okay, great. And this all happens, what, breakup or...? Getting underway soon?
We're looking at June, so we're going to take advantage of Public Lands Day and really bring the community together to work on this historic trail. This is a treasure in our area, and the Southern Trek is pretty important to us and to our partners. So we'll kick it all off as we start to explore the celebration of Public Lands Day and the celebration of the 40th anniversary of the National Historic Iditarod Trail.
Okay, do some great work for our community and with history, and meet some groovy people in the process, too. It's 8:34. If you're just joining us, our guest this morning is Alicia King from Chugach National Forest. And we're just looking forward to getting out of cabin fever and getting outside and doing some playing in the woods. I know, I certainly am. So 40th anniversary, Iditarod National Historic Trail. What else? Things happening at the Chugach Children's Forest, I imagine.
So Chugach Children's Forest is a partnership between us and Alaska Geographic, and we really work to engage youth that otherwise might not have an opportunity to experience the forest or experience Prince William Sound. We work with the school districts and with tribes to try to select students who need an opportunity to get out into the woods and into the forest and into the waterways of Prince William Sound. And we combine those experiences with work opportunities. So whether it's picking up marine debris or whether they're actually working on trails, and we'll have a few of the youth crews that are going to be working on portions of the Iditarod Trail. They'll work on other trails as well during the summertime. But these youth, really, once they get out into the woods and once they get out into the forest and just, you know, see what's going on out there, it can be life-changing for so many of them. And we work with these youth to get them engaged. We supply materials for them. We make sure that they have the right gear so that, you know, they're comfortable when they're outdoors. We took a group last summer, and we'll do the same thing this summer, out to Prince William Sound, and they'll go out and do some hardening of campsites and do some marine debris collection and do some invasive species removal. So thinking about what are things, dandelions are an invasive species, black slugs are an invasive species. And so they go around and collect, and they also monitor and do some research. So being able to work with these Chugach Children's Forest youth is important not only for us because it's, you know, helping us accomplish some of the things that we need to accomplish, but it gives them some skills, some lifelong skills that they're able then to carry over if they want to have a career in public lands or if they want to just, you know, be able to have that experience.
You know, it just amazes me the evolution of environmental consciousness among young people in recent decades especially. I mean, I can remember the very first Earth Day. I was still in elementary school, and I remember after that each year, from school, we would go to conservation camp. We used to tease and call it concentration camp. Conservation camp for a week, and we'd go up to Mount Rainier, and we'd help build trails, and we would find flora and fauna. But something that had really never entered, I guess, the sort of mainstream way of thinking that we had back then, but it's evolved so much as to where, you know, we integrate this sort of consciousness into our children's curricula, and it's got to be nothing but good for people and for the planet.
I agree with you. And these youth that we engage, I mean, you can see it in everything they think and talk about. And I do believe, you know, they carry it on into their day-to-day life. We had at the King Career Center, we had a career night and invited youth to come and explore possible jobs for the summer. And I was amazed at the questions that they asked about what did the jobs entail and what things would they be working on and how would it help them for future jobs and what could they do in their day-to-day life to help. And I noticed a great deal of them talking about things like plastic. So for some of the youth that had been out picking up debris in Prince William Sound, they were appalled. I mean, we had 30 bags of trash, and a lot of that was plastic.
And plastic
styrofoam.
Is forever.
Oh, my gosh. It never seems to go away. And so the kids make these connections to every day. Should I be buying that bottled water? Should I be using that straw? Noting the impact, the negative impact that it has on the environment around them. And I think the other thing about engaging these youth and just to your point of these youth really think about this, it's part of the culture now, I think, in some of these youth to be thinking about, well, what's my footprint on the earth? And how is this, you know, when you think about forests, the sustainability of the forest and how in particular the communities around here use the forest. We fish on it. We hunt on it. We do berry picking. You know, there are so many things that we get out of the forest, and these youth recognize that it's a living part of our culture and our communities.
And, you know, as we look toward the future, we can certainly focus on the intergenerational transmission of values, you know, how values change over the years. Technology was great and brought us so many things. It brought us great new things we can make out of plastic, and then it takes decades for us to learn, ouch, we're hurting our planet. But so values change, they're slow to change, but these young people pass that on to their children, and that's something I think that we can all look forward to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So folks that want to find out more about Chugach Children's Forest, where can they go for more information?
So certainly come to our website, which is a long, boring URL. If you Google Chugach National Forest,
that's
you will find us so easily using that new technology.
Yeah. Okay, Chugach National Forest. Okay, Alicia, well, thanks so much for coming in. I'm sure you're going to have a whole bunch more to talk about as the summer progresses. You come back and see us. Anything else you want to mention?
Well, let the forest be with you.
Let the forest be with you. Thank you so very much, Alicia King, for joining us. Once again, Alicia is with the Chugach National Forest, where she is public affairs and partnership, you have to watch how you say that, staff officer. Thanks.
Thank you, Danny.
19 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, Blackberry Smoke and Sunvolt coming up.
Cachet. New Medicare cards will be sent to Medicare patients between April 2018 and April 2019. To protect you from identity theft, these cards will have a new number that is unique to you. Instead of your Social Security number, call 1-800-633-4227 or visit Medicare.gov. A message from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Elahqua.
The Johnson O'Malley Program provides funds for after-school activities, school supplies, and enrichment for Native students in public schools. The 80-year-old program touches many areas of Native America. President Trump's latest budget proposes eliminating the program. We'll learn more about this on the next Native America Calling.